This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Happy Friday. It's Yay. Avery and Reader hanging out with you. And man, it's been a heck of a week. It both felt like it dragged on and yet also went by super quick.
Started off nice and warm. It's cooled off a bit as the week has gone on. But yeah, the weekend is here and it's going to be nice just to kick back for a couple of days.
Exactly. One thing that we're looking at right now, weather-wise, there is rain and potential flurries on the way for Sunday, which is something that I think we are expecting, yet also not too excited about.
I hope it just stays as rain.
Yeah. I think that's what everyone's hope is, especially with Halloween right around the corner.
For sure. You know,
it's kind of a hit and miss when it comes to Halloween without snow, and it would just be fantastic if we didn't have any white stuff on the ground.
But we're Saskatchewan. We're ready for it. Oh. Whatever, come what may, the kids will be out looking for candy in their costumes, and it's going to be lots of fun.
Whatever comes our way, we're going to tough her out, baby.
CFGW FM. Traveling along the number one, it's 102.9. As more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Everyone is jacked up to have the NHL back. And last week, Brady Tkachuk, a player with the Ottawa Senators, ended up signing an extension for 7 years and $57.5 million.
Yeah, sends fans happy to have him back.
A lot of coin right there.
Big money.
A lot of lettuce, we could call it. And the first thing that he spent his contract money on, not a fancy car, not a new house, not a yacht or anything of that nature, a recliner.
I like that. I like that way of thinking.
You can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the time off that you have. Because being a hockey player, got to be a lot of work. You're constantly at the rink, constantly at the gym, trying to learn new things on the ice, right? Just continuous grind, and you can finally sit back and relax.
Enjoy the fruits of his labors and rest the body when he gets off the ice and just enjoy. I wonder if it's one of those electric ones.
Oh, yeah.
One of the electric recliner with the cup holder.
And the massager in the back, too.
I would imagine he went all out on this recliner.
Oh, I mean, $57.5 million.
You could get the best recliner in the world.
Oh, 110%.
Fox FM's Avery and Reader both grew up on the farm, have three brothers, and drive the same car. They are either long-lost twins, or Craig needs to do some explaining.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
During weeks like this, you come home on a Thursday or a Friday, and you finally have a few minutes to look around the house, and the entire place is just a disaster. It looks like the tornado went through the house.
True.
And one of the things that made it look like a disaster is the bed. Unless you're someone who likes to make it in the morning. For me, I just don't have the time to do it in the morning, and I feel like it's pointless in the afternoon because I'm going to crawl into it again in a few hours.
That's usually why I rarely make the bed. Though, in my defense, I usually get right back into bed for a little bit when I get home in the afternoon anyway and have a little snooze. But I will make sure that if I'm having company or something, if I don't just close the bedroom door to clean my room, I will make the bed.
And, yeah,
you know, for sure. And tidy up that way.
See, my method is just close the bedroom door.
Yeah.
And whenever I do make my bed, I don't even use the top sheet like that. That is pointless, I find.
I know. I generally don't use a top sheet.
It always ends up at the bottom of the bed, and it's just all rolled up into a ball in the corner or somewhere in the room. It's just annoying. But shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. Are you someone that makes your bed each day or not?
Avery enjoys seeing harvest season in full swing. But those aren't tears of joy. It's his allergies.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Just over a week away from when the kids are going to be making their way out of the houses to go trick-or-treating. Very exciting stuff. And, of course, there's always the debate as to what you carry your candy in. Do you carry it in a pillowcase? Do you throw it in a grocery bag? And obviously there's different factors.
Or the little buckets.
Yeah, the buckets.
You know, the little jack-o'-lantern buckets that you can throw it in. I think it depends on how much you expect to get and the weather conditions.
Yes.
Because if you're carrying something around in the cold, I don't know if you want a plastic bag.
No.
Necessarily. I think durability and overall, you know, to enhance the amount you can carry, the pillowcase is the right way to go.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is a hole poking out in the bottom and all of a sudden you're leaving a trail of candy all the way home.
For someone to follow you around and clean up after you.
Oh, goodness. Leaving the bread trail.
Reader is showing Avery how to use the vending machine. Reader is conveniently out of change. Boy, if I had a dime for every time I heard that.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Now, I'm not sure what the babysitter scene out there looks like, but when you got a weekend coming up and you want to do something, but you can't bring the kids along, obviously you want someone you can trust to be at home with your kids.
Absolutely, and that's why it's so important sometimes to be able to find a good babysitter.
Oh, exactly, and you could be that good babysitter, that fantastic babysitter, if you take part in the Babysitting Basics course put on by the St. John Ambulance.
Yeah, that's coming up tomorrow at St. John Ambulance here in town. On, I believe it's First Avenue North. It's from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. It's for anyone ages 11 and up. The cost is $40. And you'll be able to learn a lot of different things from providing physical care to CPR, how to handle emergency situations, and so on. All those important things that you need to know. You do have to pre-register, though, if you want to take part. So you can give Shauna a call, 306-783-4544 to register and get more info.
Just like you can wait a bit longer to charge your phone, we can fit in one more. It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Swan Valley Stampeders got a pair of games this weekend.
Yes, they wrap up their four-game set with Neepawa. Of course, last weekend, they split their games with the Titans winning in Swan River on the 15th, and then the Stamps going back to Neepawa on the 17th and picking up the win there. Both of those games went to shootouts. Tonight, they're on the road in Neepawa. The Stamps and Titans get down to business at 7:30. Then they return to the Centennial Arena in Swan River coming up tomorrow night at 7 p.m. to round out their four-game mini-series.
Avery LeBlanc on Fox FM. Unfortunately, he isn't related to Matt LeBlanc.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Shout out to Crossroads Credit Union. Yesterday, I was live on location out in Kenora. It was a blast. They gave me some sweet swag. I got a toque and a mug and something out of it, so it was fantastic to make the
face mask?
Oh, yeah, real nice face mask. Something that's reusable. I've been using disposable masks for way too long now, so they finally gave me a reusable one, which is fantastic. And decided to wear the toque this morning. Completely forgot how much of a hassle it is to wear toques, because you do your hair in the morning, you're getting all dressed up, and then you take it off and your hair becomes a bird's nest after the fact.
Yeah, either you just keep your hair cut really short so you don't have to worry about toque head, or you just, you know, fix up your hair when you get here.
Yeah, exactly. I should just bring like some hair gel and leave it in the bathroom.
Whatever product you use in your hair.
Yeah.
Just keep some here in the office so you can, you know, make yourself look pretty once you get to the office.
You could also just leave the toque on, but I got a hot head. I can't wear a toque constantly, especially indoors. It just doesn't work for me.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
-6 right now here at Fox FM. More hits, more favorites. And yesterday, obviously, I was live on location at Crossroads Credit Union, like I mentioned. On the way back on Highway 9 south of Kenora, I ran into a little bit of a predicament. Along a grid road about 5 or 10 minutes out of town, saw a bunch of cows going down the grid. And I took a second gander. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the cows got out. There were no people around. So I kind of was like, oh, I want to stop and like figure out whose cows these are, but I can't because I got a agenda that I got to keep up with.
Yeah.
So I ended up calling the Kenora town office. Hopefully the cows were wrangled up and did not make their way to the highway, because they were walking their way towards the highway.
Yeah. There wasn't a hot wire there along the road keeping them inside or anything like that.
There must have been, but some cows are shifty animals.
Well, they kind of go where they want to go.
Yeah. They're like,
they go where the food is.
We underestimate farm animals, yet they're smarter than we are sometimes. Like, I own pigs. You have no idea how many times I've had to tackle and wrangle up a pig to get it back in its pen.
I'd like to watch you do that
sometime. Oh yeah,
that would be fun.
Bring you over to the farm and we'll show you how it goes.
Believe it or not, Reader's actually a decent trumpet player. So Halsey, Miley, yeah, he's your guy.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Remember the good old days when the only area code you had to remember was 306?
Yeah.
And now you gotta remember not only two, but three now. We got another one on the way, which is set to come down June 2022. And the new number is 474.
Yeah, it's apparently because there's so much demand for it. It sounds like it's been launched here at the beginning of October, but however many numbers there actually are, it's not clear. Apparently, it's an area code that will cover all of the province, and it's the one report here, it's an overlay plan, which means it doesn't cover one specific area.
Yeah.
So, what I wonder, not only, you know, how am I going to remember things with another area code, but when you see all the Saskatchewan merchandise and you see people wearing stuff with 306 on it.
Yeah.
But is there going to be stuff with 639 and 474 too? You can't just say 306 and automatically know Saskatchewan, because now we got three.
Oh, exactly. And whenever you gave someone your phone number, it was automatically 306 back in the day. But now you have to specify the extra three digits at the beginning of a phone number.
It's a good thing that we just depend on our phones and pull up directory and hit the buttons now. Because if I have to remember all these numbers, I'm going to be
I can just go,
screwed.
Hey Siri, call Craig Reed. Let's see if she responds. There we go. Yeah, calling Craig Reader, getting a call.
Avery's last name is French, and so is his mustard.
More mornings, Fox FM.
All right, so we're going to call this the generational game. So for those who don't know, I'm 22, and Reader's basically double my age.
I'm 44. I just turned 44. I'm literally twice your age.
Yes. So you have different terms for certain things.
Yeah, different things that I might be familiar with as one thing that you wouldn't know necessarily, or certainly don't identify them as what I might.
Okay. So you're going to list off some things that I have no idea what they are, and I have to guess what they are in today's world.
Okay. Here's one for you. A Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. Is that a certain type of shirt? Sounds like a plaid shirt.
It's a couch.
Oh, it's a couch.
Yeah. It was one of those terms that it was starting to not be used as much when I was a kid, but it was still, you know, used here and there. But you go sit on the Chesterfield and put your feet up and
on
watch
the sofa
a little
or the
TV.
Couch.
Yeah.
Chesterfield, huh?
Here's another one that I'm sure a lot of people know, but we'll see. Serviette.
I've heard of that one before. It has something to do with eating. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say waiter because I feel like I'd be wrong. Napkin.
Yes. Kay. Yes. There you go.
Yes. A napkin. Okay.
Yeah. Some people still call it the serviette. Others just call it the napkin. Okay. As long as there's one close by so I can wipe all the schmutz off my face after I eat. That's the important thing. And I got one more thing. It's not so much a term, but it's something that I would have used a lot of. I don't know if you did so much growing up or not, but the VCR.
The VCR. Well, yeah, you had the VCR tapes. That you
there.
Yeah, I grew up with
VCR. Oh, okay.
VCR.
I wasn't sure, because sometimes you never know, because by the time you were a kid, we were well into DVDs.
Yes.
And then we moved into Blu-rays, and now everything's streaming, of course. So.
Yes, we did have a VCR in the living room, and that's what we mainly watched movies on. We would actually record stuff on television that was playing on our three channels.
It was great.
Life was so
before
simple
before the
then.
Days of DVR or PVR, you could actually get the big blank tapes and just tape everything on them.
Oh, and then I found that one of my parents, I think it was Phantom Menace, I ended up having recorded, because I was a huge Star Wars fan as a young kid, and I can't remember which one of my parents, but they recorded the darn news over top of like the most exciting part to the Phantom Menace. I was just crushed when they did that to me.
CFGWFM.
Follow us on Twitter as more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Hopefully you're doing A-okay on this Friday morning. Avery and Reader hanging out with you. 5 degrees is the high for today. A bit of a breeze out there, but not too bad, as we could see some snow on the way for this weekend. Hopefully it remains rain.
That's what I'm hoping. I don't want to see snow yet. Rain is fine. We can get some rain in the ground, have some moisture in the ground for, for the winter and into the spring next year. But yeah, none of the white stuff yet.
No, we don't need that stuff right now. And obviously, everyone's getting real excited for Halloween coming up in just over a week from now. And a lot of decorations out there you're starting to see. The smart people were the people that implemented Christmas decorations into their Halloween decorations at the same time.
Yeah.
Just so that it's a lot less work when it comes to putting it up in December.
Incorporate one into the other, and then you can take down the Halloween stuff, and the Christmas stuff is still up.
The ultimate... ultimate win is if you do a Nightmare Before Christmas scene.
The best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to take it down for like 4 months.
Avery's getting used to waking up early. So is Reader, and he's been doing this for a decade.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
A lot of hockey action in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. We got the Melville Millionaires hosting the Battlefords North Stars tonight at Horizon Credit Union Center. And then rolling into Saturday, both the Melville Millionaires and the Yorkton Terriers got their own games.
Yes, Saturday night, the Mills welcome Estevan to HCUC. Meanwhile, the Yorkton Terriers are at home Saturday night when they play host to the Battlefords Stars at Westland Arena. So hockey action, both stops on Highway 10 if you want to watch. It doesn't matter where you are, Melville or Yorkton, you will have some great junior action to catch up on.
For sure. Shout out to everyone at Westland Arena who's been probably working on that ice, looking to get it back into play-ready condition. Of course, takes a lot of work for any arena that you work at, so we appreciate all those people that help make arenas in Saskatchewan run properly.
Takes a lot of folks to make it go.
Reader had a bowl cut as a kid in the 80s, had his 90s mullets, now he's just glad to have hair at all.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Shout out to Bobby from out of Balcarres. She answered our question for the day, which is, do you make your bed each and every day or not? And she says that she does make her bed every day. She's got OCD, so it's kind of a force of habit for her. Plus, she doesn't like a messy bed, especially after she gets out of it.
I can get that. What we were just saying off air. Sometimes, you know, it's nice if I'm reading a book or something. I like to just lie on the bed and read. A time like that, it's kind of nice to have the bed made up.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
Everyone's beds are kind of changing around this time of year. You're throwing different types of blankets on, changing the sheets potentially, trying to make sure
the warmer sheets on.
Yeah, the flannel sheets, trying to make sure it's warm enough as you're rolling into the winter, which we're not very excited for. But hey, it's what we have to put up with in this province.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.